UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, came to Uganda on a two-day visit to get a closer look at the humanitarian response to the South Sudanese refugees here in Uganda. Uganda has now become the largest host of South Sudanese refugees in the region, and that's because since the 1st of July, we've now had almost 100,000 South Sudanese flee to Uganda. In just 2 months, we had well over double the number of refugees we saw in the first 6 months of this year. And the people that are arriving in Uganda telling us horrific stories of violence. People are having their villages attacked by armed groups. Civilians are being killed. Girls and women are suffering from sexual assaults. And we've even had reports of boys as young as 12 being taken from their schools in the middle of the day and being kidnapped and forcibly recruited into armed ranks. So Mr. Grandi came to Uganda to get a best understanding of what is needed to provide support to these South Sudanese refugees. He also called on the leadership in South Sudan to do what's best for the South Sudanese people.
Can you tell us about his visit to the camps?
On Monday, he went to Adjumani district, which is where the majority of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda are being hosted, and where most of the new arrivals who have fled since July have initially been taken care of. And what's particularly striking when you visit Adjumani is the number of young people that are living there. Around two-thirds of South Sudanese refugees fleeing to Uganda are children under the age of 18. This is a real children's emergency. It's children that are being forced to flee their homes because their villages are being attacked by armed groups. It's children that are being forced to walk through the bush, often for days, without food, as they go in search of safety. These are South Sudan's leaders of tomorrow. They are South Sudan's next generation. They need support of the region and the international community to rebuild their country.